Yes, yes, peace and love. This is Vaughn representing Project X. We're here doing some testimonials, getting the voice of the people, the voice of the young youth. And right now we have a young gentleman who's going to give his little two cents on the situation that he goes through every day, and I'm sure it relates to a lot of people. So first off, let's just get to know him a little bit. You know the deal. We're going to not use his name, but just out of respect, you know, I'm sure no 5-0 listening to this still. But we're going to get a little bit of information, first of all, his age and where he lives. So, my man, go ahead.
I'm 17. Mm-hmm. I live on Coastal Nook and Walkley.
Same. Do you live in the co-op or you live in...
Co-op.
Seeing
it. I live in the co-op.
Seeing, I used to live in the co-op too, man. You see, that's a good spot still. So what's the word, man? What's the vibe? What are you feeling? What do you want to express to Project X and also to the people in Montreal and the people worldwide?
Well, I just want to say, because I'm going to try to speak for the students, like I go to school and stuff, and I'm going to try to speak for everybody. I don't know if you guys might agree with me or not, but the fact that we're young and that we know when we're in situations and stuff and we go out to our parents or teachers, the fact they don't like to hear us out, even though we have a point or that we're right. They don't like to hear us out. They tend to like put us in that situation, blame us for something that we didn't do, and thus making us look like the bad guy. Good example, say for police, for example, right? I mean, let's say you saw a fight, okay, and what you merely did was just try to stop it, all right? I mean, you didn't want to be involved in it, like physically, like, you know, in the fight, like help, like beating somebody, but you just wanted to stop it, right? And then they come, and apparently you're into it. Apparently they label you into that fight, saying that you were part of it and that you didn't do anything to stop it. That's not true. So apparently they're like thinking ahead and thinking and putting a negative response into the story. So like what I'm trying to say is that they're just putting negative vibes, especially today, like especially when you're black. It's like it's hard enough being black and trying to make it to the top.
Sure.
You know? So all I'm saying is that just, you know, listen, like hear out, especially kids at school when they have friends and stuff. I mean, hear out. You can't just judge them just like that. You can't just see and judge. You have to hear them out.
Same.
And then you can judge.
Same. Do you think one of the reasons why they judge is because they already have a negative perception pretty much, right? Do you think they're right for having this perception? Do you think there's a reason for it?
I'd say no. I mean, come on. I mean, we all used to be kids, and I know, like me, like I said, I'm 17. Look at, I already have gray hair and stuff. So, you know, yeah, but you know, it's like we were all young. We all made mistakes, right? And I'm pretty sure when we were young, we had the same. I'm pretty sure when our parents were young, actually, they had probably had the same treatment as we were. You know. They've been through a whole lot of things. They've seen more than we've seen in our lifetime. So, you know, all this negative stuff, you know, they think we're the bad people, you know, like we're negative and stuff. But you know, you don't know our story.
Same.
You just all you basically do is just look and just take a guess, and you don't even ask any questions. You know, you just say, you know what, I've seen him there, let's just take him. You don't even hear the guy's story.
Sure.
Apparently it's like you're guilty before innocent. Yeah.
Yo, that's for real. First of all, yo, don't worry about that gray hair, man. That's wisdom. That's wisdom there right there, you know? Okay, good to hear a student doing this thing, especially a black student, you know? As a black student, young man, 17 years old, in terms of the police, what do you think one of the main... First of all, let me ask you a question. What do you think the job of police here in Montreal is, and do you think they are actually accomplishing their job?
I don't know. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth right now. They're not. I won't lie. I chill at Vendôme Metro. I mean, I go to Outreach. I can come home, but I choose to go to Vendôme. Why? Because I have friends from different school. I go chill with them. We're no gang or anything. Yet the way how we dress and stuff, they label us as gangs. But we're just a bunch of teenagers seeing old friends, you know, reuniting with some old friends or just chilling with them. And then they have the tendency of labeling us as, oh, we're a crew, should watch out for us. They should keep an eye on us and every day. So I don't see, they're like as they're watching us chill, like we're just chilling, but as they're watching us, they're letting the real, like the real people, the real criminals are just like, they're letting it slip by. I mean, they're just wasting their time watching us.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable approaching the police with your concerns, or if you are in a situation where you actually may need police, quote unquote, protection? Do you feel comfortable going up to a policeman and or a policewoman and asking for assistance?
Really and honestly, no, because especially in my past and in my life today, I can't go up to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to? Do you even want to at this point in time?
I'll be honest, not right now. Probably in the future, yes, but now it's just my respect for them and what they've been doing. No.
So, in other words, pretty much you don't even feel that the police do their job in protecting you or, like, serving the community?
No.
Right. Anything else you want to say? I don't know if you have a personal testimony maybe you want to tell the people, because honestly, you are unique, but I'm sure there's many other people like you in your situation in Montreal that they may need to hear. So is there any positive vibes you want to maybe give out to the people before we end this session?
Wow.
Sorry, man. I put you on the spot like that, man. But that's life.
You know, don't be shy. If you have something to say, if you experience these kind of things, you know where to go at, you know. Mm-hmm. Talk to somebody and, you know, just keep out of trouble and stuff like that.
Same. In terms of you know where to go at, actually, I find a problem is sometimes we don't know where to go. You know what I mean? That's why I think the Project X is up and running, because a lot of people have all these issues and they can't even really... It's like you can't really go to the cops to complain about the cops because they're the cops, right? Mm-hmm. Would you like to see more resources maybe so that young brothers and sisters can feel comfortable expressing their anger or their hurt or their confusion? Would you like to, do you think the hood or Montreal in general needs more of those resources and why?
Yeah, I'm down.
You're down?
Because like, every one of us has a different story, you know? It's like, we all have a different background and some of us were going to be like, okay, we're all different, okay, but in the same time, we're all the same. I mean, we all have the same color blood, you know, but like overall, like we should like seek out like help and stuff, like, you know, other means of like expressing ourselves or like help.
All right, man. So much thanks and I appreciate that.
Right.
We're going to continue with some interviews and some testimonials, but yeah, man, that's our first Wak Lee Sandler October 17th, 2008 interview with many, many more to come. Peace.